Russian attacks continue. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Airstrikes pounding Ukrainian cities.
Russian forces once again targeting civilians in hard-hit Mariupol in the south. A theater where hundreds of people were sheltering was destroyed by what Mariupol officials call a Russian airstrike. President Zelensky of Ukraine says he is heartbroken by what the Russians are doing to the people of his country.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. President Zelensky spoke to both houses of Congress via video hookup yesterday, but the end of his speech was aimed directly at President Biden.
I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
President Zelensky again asked for a humanitarian no-fly zone over his country. The answer from the White House, still no.
How President Biden makes decisions is through the prism of our own national security. And as we've said before, a no-fly zone would require implementation. It would require us potentially shooting down Russian planes, NATO shooting down Russian planes, and we are not interested in getting into World War III.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. British military intelligence says Ukrainian resistance remains staunch and well-coordinated, and the vast majority of Ukrainian territory, including all major cities, remains in Ukrainian hands. Ireland's Prime Minister Michael Martin in the U.S. for a scheduled St. Patrick's Day meeting at the White House will isolate instead after testing positive for COVID-19. Actor Jussie Smollett has been freed from jail while he appeals his 5 felony convictions for a faked hate crime. He'd already paid a fine and done community service. His attorney, Nene Uche, says that's double jeopardy.
I wonder to myself whether Chicago has seceded from the Union, because in this country, you cannot punish a person twice.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The World Health Organization says the rate of COVID-19 infections worldwide increased last month, reversing a 4-month downward trend. Deaths attributed to the coronavirus climbed 17%. Johns Hopkins University says we've now exceeded 6 million COVID deaths worldwide. A Florida couple admits they stole nearly $1 million in COVID relief money.
Amber Brewey pled guilty to charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering in a Fort Myers court Wednesday. Her husband pleaded guilty to the same a month ago. Court documents say the two conspired to submit fake Paycheck Protection Program applications in 2020. Those applications were filled with lies about payroll, revenues, and the number of employees. The couple used the money to buy a house in North Carolina as well as a couple of cars. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the two were investigated by Secret Service last fall. Jill Nato, Fox News.
China's cyberspace regulator has announced a clean cyberspace campaign to focus on rectifying companies that manage social media influencers, multi-channel network firms, short videos, and live streaming, as well as cracking down on internet rumors. Fox's Steve Rappaport tells us about an extreme airplane stunt being planned for next month.
This isn't exactly what comes to mind for a connecting flight. Two pilots plan to swap planes in midair for a live-streamed stunt. Luke Akins and his cousin Andy Farrington will fly single-seat aircrafts to an elevation of 14,000 feet. The duo will then put their planes into simultaneous nosedives and cut the engines using a custom-made air brake. During a controlled descent at 140 miles per hour, the pilots will jump out of their planes, skydive to catch up with each other's aircraft, enter the cockpits, restart the engines, and regain control. Plane Swap airs Sunday, April 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern on Hulu in the U.S. and on Red Bull TV internationally.
I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches,
smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.